Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we're studying 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and we've seen a whole generation of Israelites laid low. So what are we to do so that we don't end up laid low like they were? Well, Paul in this text is going to give us three clear steps, and I want to lay the first one out for you today. And the first one is this: to learn your Bible. Listen to what Paul says. Now these things happened to them as an example for us, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come. The revelation of God has been preserved in written form so that we might not only learn from God, but also from God's people. We're to learn about the majesty and the holiness of God, the tendency to the waywardness of our own hearts, the rescue and the redemption that God consistently offers us in His sacrifice that He provides, and how He is making all things new, including His people. But we won't ever see that unless we learn our Bibles. And we talk about this all the time, don't we? But we have to move from the mantra of you need to read your Bible, because, well, that can be an observance as well. And we need to move to understand your Bible. We need to love God's Word. We need to pray, Lord, kindle in me a love for your Word and help me understand it. We need to go to the Bible in order to make sense of our headlines that we read today in our newspapers. And guess what? The Bible makes sense of it. The Bible makes sense of all of it. Today when you pray, please pray for Thomas Mobley and his family, our missionaries in Oklahoma. And also remember the Ilongo LifeWord broadcast that's heard in the Philippines.